AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Flash flood warnings. A number of counties southeast Texas as what's left of Tropical Storm Bill brings heavy rain to a state still recovering from the Memorial Day flooding. National Weather Service meteorologist Bruce Sullivan.
We've seen rainfall amounts upwards of 7-8 inches. And before it's all said and done, we could see amounts approaching a foot in some of the areas around the Texas coast.
More heavy rain, more possible flooding should follow the path the remnants will take up through the plains and the Mississippi Valley, then the Midwest and the Mid-Atlantic by the end of the week. Houston Astros fan Shedrick Thompson says Major League Baseball and or the government have to punish the St. Louis Cardinals if it's proved someone in that team's front office hacked into the Astros' computers.
You got the NFL, you have all these other different groups. Everybody's getting scot-free. Are they going to get scot-free or slap on the hand, or are you going to do something about it?
A person familiar with the investigation says the aim was to obtain information on Astros players. Gold for the Golden State Warriors as they defeat LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers 105-97 Game 6 to win the NBA championship. Warriors forward Sean Livingston can't say enough about Finals MVP Andre Iguodala, who came off the bench in games throughout the season before starting the last three contests of the series.
To be the sixth man all year, even in the playoffs, and then come and start, you know, and turn this thing around for us, that I think that defines our team.
Iguodala and Stephen Curry scored 25 points apiece. LeBron James did all he could for the Cavaliers, who had played without the injured Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love.
I don't know any other team that's got to the finals without two All-Stars.
And the United States wins Group D in the Women's World Cup with a 1-0 victory over Nigeria, moving on in that tournament. This is AP Radio News. Prosecutors say Abdul Malik Abdul Karim is off the charts dangerous. During a hearing in federal court in Phoenix, an FBI special agent says Karim watched Islamic State videos and supplied the weapons to the two men who were killed in a Texas shootout. A rock legend calls out Donald Trump. Matt Small explains.
That song you hear is Neil Young's Rockin' in the Free World, and the rock anthem was used as the soundtrack to yesterday's kickoff for Donald Trump's presidential campaign. But the Rock and Roll Hall of Famer says the Republican real estate mogul and reality TV star didn't have permission to use the tune. Plus, Young says he's backing Democratic presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders in the race. While the episode is Trump's first bump on the road to the White House, he was never going to get Neil Young's vote anyway, because the rocker, after all, is Canadian. I'm Matt Small.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.